Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, hello, this is Jenny Eclair speaking. Jenny Eclair and Judith Holder, we are here today. This is our inaugural podcast, the very first podcast of Older and Wider, the homemade, handcrafted, especially designed podcast for people who don't really know what podcasts are.
Or where to find them.
You didn't know where to find them. You thought they were sexually transmitted.
Well, I should be so lucky.
I've got a touch of the podcasts.
Yeah, forgotten about that. No, I think I'm going to have to be taught how to get them.
I will give you a demonstration.
Oh, do you know? Do you actually know?
No idea. I'm lying.
Somebody will have to tell you, won't they, first? And then you can tell me.
We'll get Daisy. We've got a young person in the studio. We've got our producer, Daisy. She'll show us how to do everything.
One of those young people will be very helpful.
Don't worry. As long as you can hear, you can get it. Oh, that might be a bit of a problem. How long does it go on for? Hey, hello everybody. Do you know what that is? That is our podcast signature tune. Welcome, hey, welcome podcasters to Older and Wider. That's the title of this one. This is presented by myself, Jenny Eclair, and my dear friend, my dear older friend, Judith Holder.
Holder? You just snuck that in.
I did, didn't I?
You cow.
We start as we mean to go on. Judith and I have known each other for many years, and we thought we'd had a brainwave. I mean, other people have had this brainwave before, but we thought, why not talk to each other and make other people listen? So we thought, why not have a podcast called Older and Wider? Mm. And our aim, really, is to appeal to women who are around our age. I mean, I'm in my 50s.
Julie.
I got her name wrong. Who is she?
That's a good start, isn't it?
Judith Holder. Judith Holder is in her 60s. She's my friend, but she's more than a friend. Judith, explain yourself.
Explain myself. Yeah. Oh, goodness me, that's put me on the spot, isn't it? You know, what's the point of me, is
what
you're
saying.
Who are
you? What do you
Well, I suppose we met, didn't we, when I was producing Grumpy Old Women. You know, that old thing
that
we did
for
years. And we sort of hit it off. Although you were quite difficult the first time I met you. I remember you had a very... Oh, you turned. You know that thing when you were delightful?
Yeah.
When we were settling down, the first two questions, and then you suddenly turned.
And what was the question? Why did you upset me?
Well, it wasn't the question, it was the backdrop, because I think you suddenly realised that we'd got something in shot that you didn't like, or you weren't happy with the shot. I mean, you went proper, you know, proper lovey. You had a proper lovey thing.
Did I have a bit of a meltdown?
You
did. Marvellous.
You did.
Yeah, you see, back in those days when I was probably riding high, it's good for me to have my ego... My ego, I'm a bit like a toad. You know, you get all puffed up with ego and you think, oh, I'm rather great and I can have tantrums and be a bit of a diva. Let me just tell you about a terrible thing that happened to my ego the other day.
Right.
I went to the National Portrait Gallery because, you know, I like the art.
You like a bit of art, don't you?
And
yes,
I was meeting my friend, Beautiful Frances.
Oh, OK. Well, why were you meeting your friend, Beautiful Frances? That's already a problem for me.
She was coming to the art gallery with me.
OK.
We were friends from drama school back in the day. Anyway, she's very beautiful. And I was a bit early, and I met another friend, very famous friend. Shall I tell you who it was?
Well, yeah.
Sally Phillips.
Oh.
The actress, actress and
comedian. Bear with.
Bear with.
Yes.
So, anyway, Sally Phillips... from Alan Partridge and Miranda and everything. And we were gossiping and chatting away and all this kind of thing. Anyway, this bloke bowls over. And he goes, he sort of pushes me, nudges me out of the way. And he goes, Sally, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the laughs. I want to thank you.
Really?
And Sally, because she's polite and she's a nice woman, she was kind of going, well, thank you. And this is Jenny Eclair.
Indeed.
And he just looked at me and his face just went completely blank and he said to my face, sorry, I don't know who you are.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And I did the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh, God, I'm preparing myself.
And as he backed away, I went, Google me!
That is almost as bad as saying, "Do you know who I am?"
Yes.
That is a proper Princess Margaret type. If she was alive with Google, she'd have said that sort of thing, wouldn't she?
It's a millennial kind of "Do you know who I am?"
It is, isn't it?
Oh, I'm
shame
quite
on
proud
you
of the way that I've managed to go quite modern with "Do you know who I am?"
You've run with the times.
Yeah.
So
how we first met on Grumpy Old Women, which is a TV series, terribly successful. And I've lit up your life ever since, haven't I? And what have I helped you with most, Judith?
Oh, you've helped me with loads of things. You're very good. I mean, you're quite ruthlessly honest in terms of anything that I'm doing or thinking
or saying.
Well, indeed, or wearing. So I do use you as a sort of touchstone. That's quite a nice word, isn't it? Well, you know, if I'm thinking of doing something.
Sexual, touchstone. It's never I don't been want that. To be your touchstone.
It's never been that.
Get your hands off. Okay, let's describe what we're wearing here on Older and Wider. We know this is a podcast, but in our heads, it's telly. It's a chat show on the telly. We're in this tiny cupboard that's already getting a little bit hot.
It is very.
I think we'll be down to our bras. By the time, our first guest
that is
arrives,
a terrifying.
By the way, we're going to flag up our guest at this point. We've got Eve Pollard.
Yeah, I know. She's really clever.
I know.
She's a bit of a head girl
and glamorous.
Yeah, I know.
All the gossip.
I know. I know. She's sort of, you know, she's mates with Joan Collins and all sorts of things. Seriously, she is. She probably goes to the Ivy.
We're going to squash her. We're going to squash
Shall we?
All
Shall we
the gossip
her?
Out of her. We won't be able to.
No, we won't. Okay, right, go on. Anyway, what are you wearing?
My shoes. I'm wearing, actually, on Older and Wider every week, we're going to do a pearl of wisdom. And I'm going to drop my pearl of wisdom in now about shoes.
Are you?
Right, if you are thinking about buying shoes from Office on the internet and you are a size 5, you're not. You're a size 4. You're size 4 in the suede loafer.
It's already quite a niche bit of pearl of wisdom, this, if I may say so. Go on then.
I'm helping somebody, one or two people.
Right.
Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But somebody might be getting this wrong, but this is a vivid pink suede loafer that I bought and got the money for from an advertising campaign. You know that Vagisan I do on the television?
I do.
The last thing I was on the television.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, "What's your last telly job?" And they say, "I did Taskmaster," or "I did, you know, QI," all those sort of things that people do. My last telly job was the Vagisan.
Undercarriage.
Yeah.
Undercarriage TV.
I saw undercarriages.
Right.
Because
very relevant. You see that? You know, there. That's now it just sounds as if we're being, you know, paid by Vagisan, which, you know, now, doesn't it? Now it's gone all a bit kind of, like we're all on message.
Wouldn't bother me.
No, well, okay.
We're looking for sponsors, to be quite honest. Anyway.
Yeah, back to your shoes. Go
Vagisan
on.
Wanted a very pink, but a vivid, not a soppy pink kind of theme going through.
Oh, I see.
And so I bought these cerise pink suede
loafers.
They are lovely. But do you not think they look minute? This isn't great podcast material.
But dainty. They look a bit dainty. Is that why you like them?
Well, no, because compared to the rest of me, I look like I've borrowed someone else's feet. That's what you, on the other hand, are wearing. I'm going to give your outfit marks out of 10. I'm going to give you a 7.
Because I've tried quite hard, really, with that. The silence was just like, it was kind of, you know, the penny was dropping.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure because, well, first of all, I've made the mistake of thinking it's still autumn and it's not. It's summer again today.
Oh,
that's bugger, isn't it? So I've got my boots on and my tights. So I'm very hot. But then I've got this lighter weight. And I think I got it from Sea Salt, or was it White Stuff, or
it's
Fat Face?
Shift.
They all go together.
Cotton Shift.
And it's a little bit short, isn't it, if you're honest?
Well, if it's going to ride
really
up, it's going to show your pants, yes.
Yeah, but you see, I wore it because I bought this very nice leather jacket, reduced, from Jaeger. Very pleased with that.
That's a biker jacket.
Yes, it's a biker jacket, and that
we
makes
might
me feel quite young.
We might ask Eve Pollard if that's allowed.
Yeah, you see, I do think I'm very much on the edge here with a slightly short thing and the kind of bomber jacket.
You've dressed
so
up as a tart. You've come to the podcast in a leather jacket, leather knee-length boots and a tiny short frock.
Yeah, now you've put it like that. So really, when you said 7 out of 10, you were just being... Well, you were trying to soften the blow,
It was a good whore score.
What was the actual score? A lot less.
No, it's still a 7.
It's still a 7. Yeah. Oh, all right, because I have been down to a 3 or a 4, haven't I, sometimes?
Yeah, and also, you're in very good nick at the moment.
No, I'm not. Oh, the diet's gone completely wrong, and no, I'm not, actually. Yeah.
You've got a very big job on, Judith, haven't you?
I have got such a big job on, I can't tell you. Yes, because my eldest daughter is getting married on the 30th of December. Now, that's a strange day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. All I'm going to say, the 30th of December is 5 days after Christmas. It's possibly when we are at our heaviest.
Absolutely. Well, we've only just worked this out. She got a cheap deal, is the honest truth. They do a winter package at the place where she's getting married. Very lovely sort of country hotel.
Yes.
And I think 2 or 3 of the country package dates had gone. Yes. So we went for the 30th of December thinking, well, you know, everybody's off work, aren't they? So there is actually quite a good logic for that. But the penny has dropped big time in terms of, well, yeah, you're right, we're at our largest. Can you imagine the sort of Christmas that we're going to have?
Meagre.
Very, very, very meagre. I've already told Mike he's not allowed kettle crisps, he's not allowed dips, he's not allowed Ferrero Rocher. We're only having no cheese.
Do you know, Mike is like a saint. I mean, everyone calls my partner Jeff, Saint Jeff of Camberwell. But I think Mike, you know, seriously.
You're always on his side, aren't you?
I am on his side.
I know.
Because he's as thin as a pin.
Yes, he is. Well, quite. Right. So he doesn't have to worry about it.
But the thing is, you're saying he can't have the kettle
chips.
No, but
if he brings it, it's no good him bringing in. It's not just me saying this, it's Sienna as well. If he starts bringing in dips and, you know, then we'll just have one and then it'll be the floodgates, won't it?
Have you factored the wait date, the fact that you will be the heaviest of your calendar year into the mother of the bride outfit?
It is starting to become a bit of a nightmare because the truth is that I've bought the outfit. I haven't bought the hat yet. I need some help on that. Bought the dress.
Get a bobble hat. It's December 30th. Cold. Keep your ears warm.
That actually would have been an idea. And, it's okay, I can get it on, but it is a bit tight. It was a bit tight when I bought it. And I've got that lumpy thing going on. So, but I said to myself, well, that's okay, because I can just lose the weight before the wedding. And now, I bought it about 7 or 8 weeks ago. Have I got a grip? Have I hell? And it's just not happening.
Are we going to have to resort to the spank route?
Well, I don't know how this has happened, but I am getting emails from something called Under Armour. I have no idea how they got my email address. So someone somewhere has spotted that I might be heading that way.
It's really odd, isn't it? Because I get things sent into my Instagram account or into my emails that I don't think I've been anywhere near.
Well, they've added, can smell it on you.
Yeah,
they've
added
two to get the other half. Yes, that's right.
Because I saw on Instagram recently a girl struggling to get into some undergarment that basically her in. It was like a very big pair of knickers, and she sort of rolled it on and rolled it right up to underneath her armpits. But it's got to go somewhere.
Yes,
I mean,
it has.
You might have a thin waist, but I think you're going to end up having a very big double chin in the photos.
Absolutely. Or shoulder fat or something,
Yeah.
That was on Instagram. What, do you mean somebody trying to put that on?
Well, no, it came into my account. How these things happen.
Oh, really?
I don't understand.
That's sort of let this be a warning to you, wasn't it?
I keep my Instagram very private, by the way.
Well,
in other words, I've
got
100 followers. Don't bother with it. It's useless. Put all my artwork on it.
Yeah, well, your artwork is fantastic.
It photographs very well.
No, you're being modest. Honestly, I think that last thing that you put on Twitter...
I don't think you caught up with my work yesterday.
All right. No, I haven't done that. No. I'm a bit behind
with that. We might have a break
in
the programme
so that
Judith looks at my artwork.
No, but it was beautiful. The colours. Honestly, it's absolutely wonderful. One of these days, can I have one of them?
Yeah.
Can I buy one?
No.
Can I have one?
No.
I'll probably do an exhibition first.
So we're going to get back to your mother of the bride thing.
Yes.
Where are you
up
to, and are you, how actively involved are you?
Well, my cousin Christine has self-appointed herself. I'm just looking and see if I can get a picture of it. As my stylist. Now, this was already a bit of a mistake.
Your cousin Christine.
You met my cousin Christine. She's a size 6.
Yes, I know, but what does she know about you in style?
Well,
I'm your style monitor. I've already suggested the bobble hat combo.
Yeah, exactly. So she, well, she knew, she lives in Warwickshire, and she said there's this amazing shop in Leamington Spa.
Oh, well, there would
be. So, yeah, no, there is, you see. So we went there, and it was, you know, it was bridal stuff downstairs, and then it was all kind
Mother
of bridesmaids
of the bride
and brother of bride. Yeah, exactly. So, and they sort of knew what they were doing, actually. They did. I think they did.
Have you got a peplum on this thing?
What does that mean?
Well, you know what a peplum is.
I don't.
It's like a sort of frill around, you know, some like a jacket will come to the waist and then there'll be a sort of, like a valance around it. A peplum. I can draw you one. Yes.
A pelmet.
Like a pelmet. They're quite fashionable. Victoria Beckham's very, very, what did I call
no,
it?
No, that would have been really good.
Yeah, peplum.
You mean
like
to cover
that.
A bit, a few of the lumps up?
Well, it's a bit like, you know, the swimming costumes we have to resort to these days
yeah.
that have an added frill
yes.
attached.
Yes, that so float that, up sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sort of goes like that. I've done you a drawing. This isn't great podcasting.
Hold it up.
But, sometime in the future, we'll link the podcast to an Instagram.
Oh.
See, so that's... If you look at
footage
of, say, a recent royal wedding
yes.
for E.G. Eugenie's.
Yes, indeed. I did find myself looking at that.
Of course
I hated
did.
Myself for it, but I did.
You were looking for fashion and style tips.
I know, we'll say you. But Fergie didn't have one of those piplums, whatever they're called.
Apparently, according to a lip reader in the church,
oh, yeah,
Fergie was heard to say, well, not heard, lip-synced,
yeah.
listened to
yeah.
by one of those. She said to Beatrice...
Yeah, go on.
I can't breathe. she said, I can't breathe in this fucking thing.
Did she?
Yeah, that's what
Did she
said.
Well, she got the Under Armour on, hadn't she then?
She had. She was, there was, if she turned around, there was this great big goiter of fat spilling.
Oh, God, you know, that is right. And I think I did look at her thinking, yeah, that is what I've got to avoid.
Well, I thought she looked... I quite liked the green. I thought the hat had a sort of peculiar extras around it. It was like a straw boater with bits on. I didn't quite understand. But the green, I quite
yeah.
like
yeah.
that green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a, I mean, it's a classic thing, the redhead in the green.
Yes,
I think
yes.
that's a well-trodden
yes.
thing. We'll ask Eve Pollard about
But she
this.
Did look a bit. Did look a bit tight.
I quite liked seeing her though. Didn't you enjoy sort of the way she got out of, you know, she'd got back into a carriage again. She was kind of loving it. She came out, started fist bumping the crowds, high fiving.
Yeah, no,
all
I didn't
that
like that. No, I felt like saying
around.
No. Sorry, she overstepped the mark. I think she. It was. No, I've got to rein myself in, I think,
you,
in terms of...
I think
yeah.
you were watching Fergie thinking this is
I
the
was,
kind of behaviour that
was.
I could be guilty
I
of
was.
Doing.
There was not a graciousness about her, was there?
Judith.
I'm aiming for graciousness.
I don't think you should
Grace.
Bother.
What, you think
well,
it's
you think
course?
She'd be some kind of demure mother of the bride, simpering at the back and dabbing at your eye occasionally with a lace kerchief?
Well, do you think I should have an entrance? I'd quite like an entrance.
Have you been offered an entrance?
No, I haven't been offered it. No, actually, that's not true. That's not true. Because Sienna's coming in to elbow...
It's a wonderful day.
A wonderful
yeah,
day,
yeah.
Which is... I mean, already I might...
Welling
well
up. We're both
yeah,
welling
yeah,
up
yeah,
now,
we
just at the thought
yes.
of that. It's
so
a great song.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's for an Olympic ceremony, not a... You know, but she's nabbed it for a wedding. That's fine.
She has. But because, you see, Mike's got the entrance with her. Mike's got the big entrance, hasn't he? Got the
yeah.
big bloody entrance.
Slim Mike.
I am...
Looking all dapper.
Dapper.
He'll have stuffed himself over Christmas. And he won't have put an ounce on. It's infuriating.
He might have to go out into the car.
Because he'll be so cross with him.
Well, no, I mean, for the cheese. He might have to go.
You're going to make him sit in his car
well,
eating
he
cheese.
Can't come into the... He can't come...
So you'll go over Christmas, you're going to force your husband to have a glove box full of cheese.
Well, I hadn't premeditated it, but I think that might be the case.
God, can you imagine the whiff from the glove box when you open that? Poor.
No, he's got... No, poor. Anyway. Yes, he is. You're right, though. He'll have snarfed, if that's the right
yeah.
word. All that on the quiet.
Yeah.
He will.
Is he wearing
he
a cummerbund?
Oh, no.
What's he wearing?
Well, he's bought a suit from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, Judy.
Nobody looks really good in it.
Well,
we weren't going to tell.
Suit
no, we
Marks
weren't going. We weren't going to tell Sienna that.
So
you might have
mix.
To cut that out. No, what did you take us for? No, but it's quite nice. But he does.
This.
He looks quite. He does look dapper. He's got skinny legs,
yeah.
and he does. He looks dapper. So anyway, he's got the big entrance, hasn't he?
He's got coming in with the bride. He's got the father of the bride.
And the speech and the father of the bride. It's, you know, it's like, what about me? So I think I have. Yeah, I have.
Have you wangled yourself apart?
Well, Sienna, bless her, did say to me, do I want to come in, you know, first before the bridal party, which is quite a nice idea.
I think the bride's got old. God, what's happened to Sienna? I mean, we knew she looked a bit like a mum, but not that much. Dear
no,
God.
I can't, can I? Ellen said, why didn't I come on to, you know, I Will Survive, do the whole bit. You know, really go for it. See, that's what Fergie would have liked. That's a bit Fergie, isn't it?
That is Fergie. Yeah, that's full on Fergs.
No. So, do you want to see my outfit?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Judith has just passed her iPhone over to me and she's shown me a picture of herself as the mother of the bride. Mm. And do you know, this works. She's in midnight blue. It's an electric midnight blue. It's shot through silk. Would you say it's a shot through silk?
Yes. I don't know what shot through means, but I think it is. Well, it's silk.
It's proper silk, though.
Yes.
None of your nylon mix in here. Do you know what you look like?
Oh, I'm so worried about what you're going to say. Go on, what?
You look like a slightly plumper Mrs. Middleton. You know...
Doors to Manual? The Doors to Manual woman? Doors.
Mrs. Doors to Manual. Yes.
No.
You look like... You are that smart. Oh, God, I've just seen the rear view. Yeah.
What's wrong with the rear view?
Well, there's two rolls of fat.
Oh, shit. Is that given to me? Are you serious?
And also... there's a funny stance you're doing with this, and it's slightly self-conscious, and you've gone pigeon-toed. I don't want to see any pigeon-toeing when you're walking down that aisle or standing at the reception or anything like that.
I might be prone to that.
You've gone gauche schoolgirl on me. I want you in parallel.
Own it,
yeah. And now you're wearing a pair of silver stilettos, which look, well, they're quite drag.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're not. They're fabulous. Do you know what, Judith?
Is it all right?
Yeah, the dress is incredibly beautiful. It flatters you. You've got a fine bosom. It's holding it all in there, but it's showing it off. You've got a waist, and This is a nine. It's a nine?
I've never had a nine before.
I know.
I have never, ever had a nine.
You drop your dinner down it, though. It'll be...
Well, it will, yeah. The back's quite good, isn't it? Because I've got quite a good back. I think the back's not bad.
You've got... This is the swimming.
Yeah.
You've got a fabulous swimmer's back.
I'm quite freckly on the back. That's not bad.
Yeah, you're always a nice colour.
I'm always a nice colour.
Yeah. On the other hand, the colour of a dead jellyfish. So if I were you, I'd just check. Yeah, the back has got a drop down like Princess Eugenie's. This is a lovely thing. It's a triumph.
Oh,
I think when
I'm
we
so
show
pleased.
Eve that, she might give you a nine.
Phew.
She knows
Phew.
What she's talking about.
Phew.
She's coming in soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm going to introduce our guest who's waltzed into the room. And Jude and I almost stood. We almost stood and saluted because...
We did, didn't we?
We're in awe. Yes. We are Eve Pollard's in the cupboard. We'd like to say studio.
And it is a cupboard.
It is.
It is a cupboard. And I'm not entirely sure where the door is to get out.
No, we've disguised it.
Eve Pollard, you are a woman of years and experience. And we're going to go back. We're going to go back to early Eve, to the days of honey. Talk to us. For as long as you like, we've got an editor here, so if you get boring, we'll take a chunk out. Do you know what I mean? Honey.
Honey, and older and wider listeners will enjoy this, Honey was the most amazing magazine. And I got the job just because I heard about it, and Audrey Slaughter, who was the genius in charge of it, said, do me a spread. And because I think I did it on a black background, which was extraordinary, because remember, we're talking about when Queen Victoria was a girl,
yes,
aren't we?
And I you also actually published this magazine on the Ark.
On the Ark, absolutely, and Noah loved it. And also, I put in stockists in Hull. And she thought that was very sensible because everything's so London-centric.
Mm,
and it certainly was in magazines then. So anyway, I joined Honey, which was in an office that looked like a very large lavatory. There were tiles everywhere because journalists were known to drink and all the rest of it. But we never did. I mean, we were round the corner from Fleet Street. It never occurred to us that round the corner there were men who would be interested in us because we were like 20, 21, 22, and would probably give us much bigger jobs. We just...
Did you think that that's all you deserved to work in women's publishing?
Oh, no, but I was just thrilled to do it. And also I did... I mean, Honey was an amazing magazine.
Now, what year was it?
Oh, about 19... Oh, gosh, I have to think very carefully here. About 1969, 70.
Right.
So... I mean, eventually Honey then had a baby called Petticoat, which was a weekly magazine. And I can remember painting David Bowie's eye makeup on a set because there was no money.
On David Bowie?
David Bowie.
I'm you still painted?
To... Yes, he
on
was
his
lovely.
Face. And you then touched he... his face?
His face. Mm. And he sat...
With your hands?
With my...
Jenny has a bit of a thing about David Bowie, so you
does
really,
she?
Yes,
oh, well, yes. And I'm desperate. If anybody has that cover of Petticoat,
wow, yeah.
David Bowie is sitting in a hot air balloon basket,
yeah.
And there are balloons, because, of course, we couldn't get the big balloon
I'm
into
going to
the
cry.
Studio.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing clothes. and he was wearing a shirt and, I think, a pair of jeans, because you couldn't see the jeans underneath through the wicker of the hot air basket. He was wearing a shirt that had, you know, stars. And
this was before Aladdin Sane and all that. Was
all
he...
of that.
So this is the pre-David Bowie.
Well, he was David Bowie.
So he was on the cusp of getting really
correct.
Big.
Just the last thing that's really interesting, apart from the fact that we used to paint all the shoes, we had to use cheap, cheap clothes.
What do you mean that you painted the shoes?
So we couldn't afford... We knew our readers couldn't afford expensive things. So we'd go to Anello and David...
The dance
who had
shop.
The dance shop, who had cheap shoes because dancers wear them out quickly. And if it was a blue, you know, fashion, I'd be painting them blue. And then next week it'd be, you know, next month, monthly, be pink, so I'd be painting them pink. And I was flat-chested at the beginning and the bosoms grew because I walked round carrying huge suitcases of stuff. And the interesting thing, the really interesting thing about Honey... We had a fiction series in Once a Month. And the one that I'm talking about was written by Andrea Newman, Bouquet of Barbed Wire,
yes.
I do remember that. And Audrey insisted on having a complete conference from the youngest to the oldest about whether the girl in this fictionalised series could lose her virginity a month before she married her fiancé.
Wow. And what was the decision?
She could.
She
could. But it was
swinging
60s. This is you know, late 60s, early 70s. And this is how the atmosphere was.
Well, at this point, just to bring us round to tie into what we were talking about, Judith and I, earlier, because she is embarking on the Mother of the Bride role.
Ooh, I know. So nice.
Have you done? You've obviously done it.
Of course.
Do you have any tips for Judith?
Yes.
Well, it was very interesting because I went with Claudia to nearly all her wedding things, and of course we started with I just want a simple slip. I don't want anything special.
I want a nightie, a white nightie.
Basically, not me. Her, of course.
Yes.
And I said, but then if you think about it, you'll look like a guest.
Oh.
So then we had a rethink.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And so in the end, it was a strapless, very beautiful meringue, very plain, with a few, because it was going to be at night outside, with a few little sparkles on the bottom of the skirt.
Wow, at night outside? Obviously
well,
we
were in France and it was in summer.
Oh, lovely. Mm.
And your own role?
My own role?
Were you gracious? Because Judith's worried about not being gracious.
I am,
oh,
really.
No. Well, have you got a lot of people you don't like coming?
One or two. No, I tell you why, because I saw Fergie, obviously, at the wedding, and I did want to talk to you about that. And I thought she was a bit, yeah, I thought, no, I mustn't do that. I mustn't be that big, hello.
But I think she was nervous.
Yeah, she was,
to be
fair. Wasn't she?
You will be gracious, because if you're nervous about people coming, just send out a death squad between now and the wedding, and then they won't come.
But what was your role? How did you, what was, tell me about being mother of the bride.
Well, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And of course, you're looking forward to it and looking forward to it, and you're very excited. And I took two dresses and I bludgeoned the zip of one of them, so I missed.
What do you mean? Hold on a bit. You took two dresses. What do you mean? Do you have a reserve?
Well, because I was
going to France.
Doing it up, I ruined the zip, so then I had to go and change. But it's very emotional.
I know. Well, I'm already.
And you know, you have to go to an eye person who will give you eyes that stay on forever, because you will cry.
Are you allowed to wear dark glasses? Why did it go
in
look like a
mafia? No, of course you're not.
Yeah, go on, I dare you.
The Soprano wedding. That's a good idea. That's a good image.
Moving on. We're going back to your career now, and we want to talk about. Oh, there's so many things we want to talk about, because there's the. You have done some royal correspondence work, have you not?
I have. Well, I've covered every royal wedding since Henry VIII.
And
he was so good for business, because he'd marry one, chop their head off, and marry another one, you know. And he was excellent.
Which one was your favourite?
Oh, they were all special in different ways. I mean, of course, the wedding of Prince Charles and Diana was extraordinary, because they went to St Paul's, so it seemed like they were going there for hours. Do you know what I mean? But I loved doing William and Kate, because that was very special in a way. We'd looked at this couple for a long time, and then I loved doing Meghan and Harry's. I mean,
I have to say, that's the most recent one for me that completely, I don't know why, that made me sob. I was in a hotel room in, I can't even remember, Nottingham, that's it. We were on tour, and I was in my pants on the bed watching in a hotel, and I was beside myself sobbing.
Were you?
Well, yes.
You're getting very soppy in your own
I'm worried about myself.
But you see, we were so lucky, because I was there the day before, and we'd the metalwork for all those flowers, you know, that arrangement over
the
door
of
Windsor Castle, was called Cascading Hedgerow. And I'd looked up the florist, you know, and I thought, these are going to be something else. Mm. And then they put in all the greenery on the Friday when I was there, and Mary Nightingale and I were watching. And then it was fascinating. She went to the loo, and of course the loos that were there for the Saturday, for people who were coming in, you know, the lucky golden ticket people, they were locked. So a policeman told her around the corner and up the street. And she said, I've just seen box after box after box of matching roses and peonies.
Wow.
Now, we all know, those of us who are gardeners and keen, there's cold white, there's warm white, there's creamy white,
milky white.
And the detail where all. And then the next day, somebody came and took my picture next to one of these amazing doors, beautifully decorated. And I felt every flower had a phial of water attached to the bottom of in case it dried on that day, because this was like 8:30 in the morning, and it was, you know.
Wow.
And I just thought, this is exquisite.
The attention to detail.
And then their joy, and how beautiful she looked. And we'd all watched Harry walking behind his mother's coffin, and we wanted him to have that happy ending, didn't
we? Do you
think
it is? Do you think it'll last?
I'm filling up.
Well, I think now that she's going to have a baby, I think it's so exciting. And I think, who knows? I mean,
yeah, who knows?
I don't see why not.
Listen,
I don't know. I think she does look very pleased with herself all the time.
I think she looks lovely. I think she really does look lovely. And I think he looks so happy.
Well, he doesn't know.
And I think, look. We've all here been married, haven't we?
Indeed. Yeah.
Just the
even
once.
You, just the once.
Yes, you and him twice.
Yeah,
of course. Three times might be a bit careless, but two.
Three times might be a bit careless, and who would be short-sighted enough? But it's a long road, and it's a very difficult road now because, you know, she's got family living abroad.
She's got a difficult dad.
Well, that's obviously a very complex relationship. I don't know anything about it, but it obviously is. She's got a very close relationship with her mum, which I think is really important in life. And I think I just wish him the very best.
Yes,
and also, what they've done is, at the end of the whole thing, when I was going, leaving Windsor, a woman, a black lady, came up to me and she said, "I've just seen you on the telly." And I said, "Yeah." She said, "We got a sister in the palace." And a whole group of new people.
I genuinely felt that as well. I thought this is a great way for good. This is diversity going into the royal family. They're going to have a mixed race child. Yes. Wait, how brilliant is that? That's fantastic.
I think, you know, so I think it records what life is like in 2018.
In the 21st century.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's excellent. Mm.
Now, frock-wise, Judith might be able to... She's had trouble with her phone. She's going to show you her mother-in-bride outfit.
Talk about yourself.
Might take a little bit.
Oh, frock-wise, very difficult.
Now, one of the other big chunks of your career was Frocks on the Box. Tell us about that.
Well, I'd worked with Greg Dyke quite a lot. I did the 6 o'clock show for him. And
he was controller of...
TVS, I think it was called at the time.
It's like an ITV thing.
It was an ITV thing down in the south. And he said, we were looking for a pro. I was in America at the time, launching American L, and he said, "We're looking for a program about dresses, fashion." Mm-hmm. And so I just thought up Frocks on the Box, and in fact, they took it away and made it even better. And I think they did 2 or 3 series.
Why do you think we don't have fashion on television at the moment? And what do you think of women's magazines? Where do you think it's going? Because they were so influential. I mean, they were such a big part of
what worries me about women's magazines is they are having, like newspapers, a tough time. Because people are now advertising on... First of all, the whole retail thing is in a total mess. Mm. Because people get on their computer at 2 in the morning. You know how you always order the thing... You always return at 2 in the morning.
I bet that's true.
And you get on your phone and you think, "Oh, that girl looks lovely." And you've forgotten that that girl is 6 inches taller, 5.5 centimetres thinner in every way, and, of course, 500 years younger than you. So, naturally, she looks good in it. And, of course, she's just had hair and makeup, and you're in bed at 2 in the morning, can't sleep. So it's a mistake. But so, A, fashion's quite difficult to make interesting on television. But what was wonderful for me growing up was magazines. We used to say they're like a little glossy holiday. You open those pages, you look at the adverts, and you look at the editorial, and if you get the magazine that's right, that suits you, you're in another world for an hour on a train or in the car, not one on the car.
Do you still subscribe to a lot of magazines?
No.
Do you have them? You don't. That's interesting.
Because I don't find any really that are right
just for
me.
Just talking to you.
No,
I think that
neither do I.
And I did try and launch a magazine called Aura that was for older women.
Oh,
talked
did you?
About,
oh,
yes.
I didn't realise that.
And the trouble is, we couldn't get people to advertise in it because nobody wants to be associated
with
the O
word.
Women. Yes,
and I remember going to one famous car manufacturer who should be nameless, and I said, "Why do you, you know, the average age who buys your car is something like 59, so that means a lot of 60, 70-year-olds are in there." Mm. And I said, "And you've got an ad with some girl, you know, lying on the bonnet." And they said, "Well, how would the finance director ever get to meet a model?" He said something worse than that, actually, if we didn't go away on a trip and do that. And I just said, but it's just so sad because you will one day get older. And he looked at me as if I was mad. And I said, "Well, I hope to see you then." But, I mean, there is a terror of oldness in this country at the moment. It may fade. You see, I don't think our children, I don't think Claudia Winkleman will be pushed into a corner.
Do you always call her Claudia Winkleman?
Well, I always have to remember, which Claudia am I talking about? Yes. But I don't think she'll
you
have
love
to
her, don't you?
Of course I adore her. But I also adore my son.
Yes.
So, you know, and without any doubt, all the interesting things I've done are lovely, but without any doubt, the best thing I ever did was have them.
Yeah.
But you're obviously, you still like fashion, you still like all that.
Well, I'm less in. I mean, like last season, and I think even this season.
You say seasons.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's I started and it was very exciting because I was going to Paris. I'd never been to Paris. Went to Paris for Ready to Wear. I slept in, you know, the fashion editor's bath because they'd forgotten to reserve a room for me. We had 15 duvets in there. It was fine.
Wow.
Best night's sleep you've ever had.
Yes, I only did it once or twice, but you know, it was so exciting. But I'm quite interested in fashion, though I'm far less interested than I ever used to be. And then yesterday, only yesterday, leopard print, found a dress, 20 years old, perfectly okay.
Did you?
Everything comes back. Everything comes back.
How fabulous that you kept it.
I've kept everything.
Have you?
I mean, my whole house one day will go whoosh.
But I don't know where to buy clothes anymore.
No.
I've got no idea where to go.
No, there's only one place to go, America.
Oh, really? Really? Do they do better stuff for older...
Well, there are two things. I mean, I did have a clothesline at one stage, and I wore one of these dresses that we'd never gone into manufacturing with for the royal wedding. Only that because...
Which royal wedding?
Meghan
and Harry's.
Harry, because it was hot. It became really hot that day. Yes. So I'd taken like a warm dress, a less warm dress, and a cool dress. And I got about 20 emails saying, where's that dress from?
Really?
And it made me think I should
start again.
But
does it have sleeves? Sleeves and pockets, most of that.
I'll live without pockets, but you need a sleeve and you don't need a skirt up to your
I told Judith hers was a bit short. She's got wearing a tunic
yeah,
and it's
a little bit today.
It's riding.
No, but that's fine with the tunic. It looks lovely. by the way, they both look lovely here and they've obviously planned for ages what they were going to wear. I have come from the gym.
Oh, no, how awful.
I know.
That's like a hospital appointment. How ghastly.
I know, but I have titanium in my back. I used to go to places where they would click it back. You could hear it.
Chiropractors.
Yes, you could hear it click.
Yes, yes.
I love
a chiropractor. They went through a phase, didn't they, of doing really invasive...
Really invasive
clicky,
and clicky stuff.
Yes.
And then, of course, eventually it went. I mean, it's very interesting. I am really nosy about everything else. Mm. And the doctor said, shall I explain? And I said,
no.
Let me tell you, I want to think that fairies have been playing with the back of my back and it's better.
Yeah.
I really didn't
want
to know.
Did you set off alarms at airports?
No, I don't have that much titanium. But I get dodgy backs and also when it's colder... seems to affect my back.
I find that my backache is worse if I'm watching a piece of theatre that I'm quite bored with.
Oh, yes.
Or I'm fed up with a kind of supper party that's going on for too long.
Well,
do you find that?
I do find that. I also find that if I'm really interested in somebody else at the table I'm trying to listen to and I'm leaning forward half the night, or I'm sat opposite a film star and I think, oh, yeah, that'd be interesting.
I took myself off and had a brain scan. Last week, not last week, last 2 weeks.
Can I just ask, did you walk into somewhere and say, I'd like one brain scan, a large.
Two for one.
With a big prize on the side.
I think that could do rather well, wouldn't it, as a sort of shopping experience.
Actually, listen, forget about television and radio and writing.
Yeah,
we just open a place. Come and get Checkerama.
Yeah.
Or just chat about your twinges.
Chat about your twinges, and then it's your time to have an MRI, and then you come out and they say, how many points? You say, 0 points, nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Then you go out and you could pay any amount of money for that, wouldn't you, for
you
good
would.
News?
Yes.
For a meal afterwards.
Yes, a nice evening out, better than the theatre or a lot of movies.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Listen, I actually think that older and wider has to wind up for the day because the trouble is we're worn out now. We've actually shown off and chatted and gassed and gossiped for about, it's hours.
I thought I was here all day. They booked me out for all day.
We'll have you back, Eve.
Oh, please. Please.
It's been an absolute pleasure and a joy, and we're very grateful.
Well, it has
you.
Been a joy. You see, you say you wanted to give joy, and it has been a joy. It really has.
Well, but don't you think the whole point about being a woman is that we can talk like this? And wouldn't you have hated being a man, and we'd have had to talk about, Arsenal, Chelsea, cars.
Boring stuff. Yeah,
boring
you're right.
Stuff.
Yeah. It is good being a woman.
It is.
I'm happy. I'm going to stay.
You're not going to stick with it. Are you?
I'm not going to
change. Because I thought you might still be... undecided.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we have to deal with.
Oh, we're not going there. No. Do you know what I'm going to do now so that we don't go there? I'm going to play the theme tune. Do you want to listen to this?
Please.
Okay.
It's quite Postman Pat, just to warn you.
Says Mrs. Older and Wider, myself, Jenny Eclair, Judith Holder, Neve Pollard, saying goodbye and thank you very much indeed for listening to us. If you have, if you haven't, you've missed out. But you'll catch us again. This is on the internet. You can catch it any time. Don't miss out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.